you. Mornings with Joe and Jono. Welcome to a Friday morning. It's the 31st day of October. Yes. Yes, it's Halloween. Happy Halloween trick-or-treat night. Trick-or-treating outlook doesn't look too bad for this evening. It'll just be windy and a little chilly with temperatures in the 50s. No rain in the forecast. Besides being Halloween, today is also World Saving Day. What's something that nobody can do in these times? Save. Good morning. We're Joe. Three things you need to know this morning. Looks like Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small Sr. likely to win re-election next week. But things could get tricky quick. He is heading to trial November 10th over allegations involving his teenage daughter. If he's convicted before taking office in January, he wouldn't be allowed to serve.
In Pleasantville, a local family is facing heartbreak this week. The Sanchez family lost their home in a fire early Tuesday. Later that same day, the father, Roberto Pito Vidanos, was hit by a car while crossing the street. He's in critical condition. Angels in Motion is collecting donations to help the family.
And at the Cape May Zoo, some happier news. Two baby capybaras were born. You can spot them and their mom Buttercup in their habitat when they're not taking a little break from all the fame.
And your South Jersey weather for your Halloween. Windy with a mix of sun and clouds, high of 59. For trick-or-treating tonight, no rain, just windy.
Fangirl update.
I promise to treat this morning for your Halloween, and I promise I am delivering right now. Just announced, Morgan Wallen is going to make the final two stops of his 2026 I'm Still the Problem tour with two nights in Philadelphia. Although it's probably not the final stop. It's just, you know, all they've released so far. He's going to hit the stage at The Link on July 31st and August 1st with a host of special guests announced that could possibly join him, from Brooks and Dunn and Hardy to Ella Langley and Thomas Rhett and more. Which special guests playing what show has yet to be revealed. Tickets go on sale next Friday, so it's coming up quick. Everything we know about Morgan Wallen's 2026 tour, that's up for you right now at catcountry1073.com. Miranda Lambert proves she's just as real as it gets. Her backstage must-haves, just Cheetos and Tito's. That's literally it. No diva demands here. She says she might throw in a cheese tray sometimes. Yeah, oh, I love, who doesn't love a charcuterie board, right? Miranda's talking about what she likes backstage at her shows right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.
Harvard back then, right now, Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Happy Halloween.
Woo!
I'm dressed as a pirate this morning.
I'm so excited.
And you wear pajamas.
No,
it looks like you're wearing pajamas.
I'm Jack Skellington, Joe.
I don't know who that is.
It's a Jack Skellington half onesie.
That doesn't tell me who it is.
Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he wear pajamas?
I don't. Kind of.
You look like you're wearing pajamas.
I'm wearing the striped
outfit. It's pajamas.
With the thing. No,
we're going to take a picture and put it on Facebook and ask people if this is a costume or if this is just glorified pajamas.
It's a onesie, except I got the half onesie so I could wear regular pants. But
see,
yeah.
See, if I were walking down the street dressed as a pirate, as I am now, people would go, oh, there's a pirate.
People would know what I'm doing.
If you were walking down the street, people would go, hey, that girl's wearing pajamas.
No, they'd say, hey, she's Jack Skellington in a onesie. A
couple years back when there used to be things like malls, we went to the mall and asked kids what they were afraid of.
Clowns.
Zombies. Okay. I got two. Okay. One. Dead people.
Yeah.
And two, the cemetery.
Oh. A lot of things scare me. Usually I'm scaring the other person.
The spiders, because they're all big and furry and poisonous. My brother.
Halloween morning. It's a big night in South Jersey, Halloween-wise, Jana Michael.
Yes, it is. We're going to be out at the Hard Rock. It's going to be so much fun, 9 to midnight. For their disco after dark. It's going to be a great time. If you're looking for something to do after the kids trick or treat, of course, it's going to be great.
That's at the Hard Rock. It's tonight. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. We have some fast-paced, quick Halloween jokes. Actually, three of them for you, Jana. Are you ready?
Yes.
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
Why?
He didn't have the guts. How do vampires get around on Halloween night?
Don't know.
By blood vessels. One more. Why should a skeleton drink 10 glasses of milk a day?
Why?
It's good for the bones.
Do it!
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Happy Halloween. I mentioned this earlier. We're dressed up. I'm wearing a pirate, and Jana is wearing her pajamas.
You keep calling it pajamas. Onesies are not. I guess they're kind of pajamas, but, like, they're not really.
No one's going to look at you and say, oh, you're a skeleton. They're going to look at you and say, oh, you're wearing pajamas.
No, they're going to look at me and say I'm wearing a whatever.
So
Whatever.
I posted a photo of us in our costume / pajamas.
It's not a
on Facebook.
It's not pajamas. I would never wear this.
And we're asking you to vote. Is Jana wearing a costume or are they glorified PJs?
You know what? I'll say both.
The vote is split right now. I think you're too comfortable to be wearing a costume.
And tonight I will not be, okay?
So you're wearing something different.
Tonight I'm wearing something very different.
We're not talking about tonight. We're talking about right
now. And normally when I come to work on Halloween,
we're talking about right now.
I would put a lot, I would like do makeup. I would have had like a whole skeleton face, but I did not because I need to save my face for tonight. Yeah. My face says to
breathe. Chris Coleman keeps a list of memorable Jana quotes, so I'm going
to
give him this one.
I need to save my face for tonight. Yeah.
That's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going?
Hopkinsville, Kentucky. I'm not sure if today's story is really dumb or just kind of Halloween-y.
Oh, okay.
A woman experienced a shocking mix-up when she opened her package the other night, expecting her medication, but instead finding human body parts.
Oh.
The county coroner confirmed the package contained arms and fingers intended for medical training. The incident appears to involve a combination of an airline company, a freight company, and a courier service. The coroner retrieved the body parts. They were taken to the local morgue, where they'll be sent back to the carrier for... Good morning, we're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. Looks like Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small likely to win re-election next week, but things could get tricky soon. He's heading to trial in a couple weeks over allegations involving his teenage daughter. If he's convicted before taking office in January, he would not be allowed to serve.
In Pleasantville, a local family is facing heartbreak this week. The Sanchez family lost their home in a fire early Tuesday, and later that same day, the father, Roberto Pito Vidanos, was hit by a car while crossing the street. He is in critical condition. Angels in Motion is collecting donations to help the family.
At the Cape May Zoo, some happier news. Two baby capybaras were born. You can spot them and their mom, Buttercup, in their habitat when they're not taking a break from all the fame.
And your South Jersey weather for today. It's a windy Halloween, a mix of sun and clouds, high of 59. For trick-or-treating tonight, no rain, just...
Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts start now.
And here we go.
Dawn Giordano of Whiting is 60. Happy birthday, Dawn.
Get it, Dawn.
Happy birthday to Jewel Malowski of Northfield. Jewel Malowski is 48.
Very nice.
Jennifer McCabe of Hamilton has a birthday. It's Mary Botel's birthday. She's from Atlantic City. Elaine Callback of Dennisville is 62. Mark Glassford of Dennisville is 44. Happy birthday, Robin Doherty of Vineland. Zach Pugh of Cologne is 39. Ashley Smith of Brigantine is 40.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rich McHale. Ashley Simmons of Galloway is 41. Tony Creatoro of Buna is 60. Happy birthday to Lou Freilich of Millville. Lou is 61. Michael DeLuca of Claremont is 56. Amanda Pagan of Williamstown is 39. And Tara Smith of Galloway has a birthday.
Happy birthday, Tara.
That's it. If we miss you, happy one of you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Jewel Malowski of this Cat Country 107.3. We're Joe and Jana. Happy Halloween. A big shout out to all of our law enforcement and first responders who will be out in force tonight, making sure everybody's safe. Thank you for doing that. We certainly appreciate you. I know in some neighborhoods they get packed.
Yes.
And it's thanks to the police that things don't get out of hand.
And so, special shout outs to, because police do amazing work, especially in Atlantic and Cayman counties. We're so grateful. Mm-hmm. And the firefighters and the EMTs.
Didn't I say first responders? That covers everybody.
You did. But like, I really like,
I didn't forget anybody on purpose.
There were a lot of like crazy bomb fires with people doing crazy stuff.
All right.
So shout out to everybody for keeping us safe.
So police departments now have a little tougher time trying to find recruits, new police officers.
I would say that's probably true, for sure.
In Ocean City, Maryland, they didn't have any trouble. They weren't looking for police officers, but they were looking for volunteers for something that they were putting together, a training event. A few hours after they put out the call on social media for volunteers, they had to post this update. We've received an overwhelmingly number of participant signups and no longer accepting additional volunteers at this time.
Wow.
Now, the post had explained how volunteers would be helping train officers in their, quote, green lab. They were looking for 12 to 14 volunteers, 21 and over, to smoke cannabis for educational purposes while officers learned to recognize cannabis impairment. So it was like a real life situation. Participants would be required to bring in their own weed and consume it during the 4-hour training while officers observed their changes in real times. Volunteers were able to use a free shuttle service and free lunch was... Bill joins us for strip club or daycare in about 10 or 15 minutes. It's Halloween, of course. Trick or treat tonight all over South Jersey. And you're going to be at a big old party at the Hard Rock.
I'm so excited. And you can stop roasting me because I won't be wearing PJs, okay? Joe says that my onesie this morning are PJs and not a costume.
We're both in costume. I'm dressed as a pirate. Jana's wearing pajamas that she says is a costume.
It's a listen, it's like the best of both worlds, okay? We wake up early. I need my face fresh so that I can be ready for Hard Rock tonight. It's disco after dark inside the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino tonight, 9 to midnight at Lobby Bar. Games, prizes, all the fun, including $150 credit, an overnight stay, and tickets to some of your favorite shows that are coming through the Edis Arena inside the Hard Rock this year and next year. It's going to be a great night. You're not going to want to miss out. Plus, there's so many Insta-worthy...
107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's our favorite time of the week. We welcome in our little friend...
Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Miss Jana and Mr. Kelly. I got a little scared there. You were very serious in the beginning, Joseph.
Well, I'm a serious kind of guy.
Sometimes.
Even on Halloween.
Sometimes.
Yes. We're going to play our game called Strip Club. Oh, by the way, are you dressed in a costume right now?
Joe's a pirate.
Jana's wearing pajamas.
Stop saying that.
It's like pajamas.
No, it doesn't.
Costume. Check our Facebook page. What are you wearing this morning, Phil?
Wait. Pajamas, if you don't mind.
Oh, Phil's wearing pajamas. Yet,
okay.
Yeah, but it's not a costume. I didn't go to work dressed in my pajamas.
See?
You're dressed as somebody without a job today.
Are we ready to play?
No comment.
Strip Club or Daycare. All right, let's get started. Strip Club or Daycare. I list things and you tell us if they're strip clubs or daycares. And you guys go head to head in the competition. Number one, Louisville, Kentucky. Camp Hi-Ho.
No way. No way.
It's spelled H-I-H-O.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Camp Hi-Ho, strip club or daycare. Phil?
This is too much.
It's
this is
so
too
good.
Much.
Phil is breaking let's out just, of character right now.
Let's just... Daycare, just please.
Okay. Jana, daycare or strip club?
It's got to be a daycare, right?
It is a daycare.
I mean, yeah, like...
Camp Hi-Ho.
Like
not
Snow
Camp
White.
Hi-Ho.
Get out of here.
All right, number two.
Get out of here.
Number two, Baltimore, Maryland. Bottoms up.
Yeah, I bet.
Strip club or daycare. Bottoms
okay.
up.
Well, here's mine.
Bill?
Please no more. That's going to be a strip club, Joseph.
Booty high to the sky. It's a strip club.
It is a strip club. 2-2.
Phil, we're slaying on this Halloween day.
Oh, yeah, we're doing wonderful. Thank you.
Number three. All right. It's in Hollywood, California. It's called Cheetahs.
I bet it is.
It's spelled like the animal, not
cheetahs.
Like cheetah.
Yeah.
Is this what an aneurysm feels like?
Cheetahs.
Hollywood, California. Cheetahs, Phil. Strip club or daycare?
You know what, Joseph? Cheetahs. I would hate for it to be... Yeah, no. Daycare, Joseph.
I mean, it better be a strip club.
It is a strip club. Jana wins 3-2. Halloween winner of strip club or daycare is Jana. Congratulations.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing in context, but I guess we'll find out soon enough. I do not know.
It's definitely how the song goes, but how it should go. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. We got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on. How about going to Vegas and seeing and meeting Lainey Wilson, country music superstar, in person? Lainey Wilson in Vegas. 5 chances to win the trip today. First chance comes up at 8:20 here on Cat Country 107.3. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. If you're looking for something to do with the kids to work off all that candy tomorrow or Sunday. A big event happening on Sunday. The kids are going to love this. Funny Farm Animal Rescue, our friends at Funny Farm, having their annual fall festival fundraiser. There'll be vendors, food trucks, live music, and, of course, animals running around like crazy. It's at the Funny Farm located on Railroad Avenue outside of Mays Landing. It's happening on Sunday. Good morning. We're Joe and John. You know this morning. Looks like Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small likely to win re-election next week, but things could get tricky soon. He's heading to trial in a couple weeks over allegations involving his teenage daughter. If he's convicted before taking office in January, he would not be allowed to serve.
In Pleasantville, a local family is facing heartbreak this week. The Sanchez family lost their home in a fire early Tuesday, and later that same day, the father, Roberto Pito Vidanos, was hit by a car while crossing the street. He is in critical condition. Angels in Motion is collecting donations to help the family.
At the Cape May Zoo, some happier news. Two baby capybaras were born. You can spot them and their mom, Buttercup, in their habitat when they're not taking a break from all the fame.
And your South Jersey weather for today. It's a windy Halloween, a mix of sun and clouds, high of 59. For trick-or-treating tonight, no rain, just...
Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jonathan. Now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, me on death row getting asked what I want for my last meal. I don't know. I'm down for anything. You pick.
That's hysterical.
Number two.
That's sad, actually.
How do lawyers not cry when arguing? That's funny.
That's so funny.
Number three, there's literally nothing worse than being mildly inconvenienced.
Yes.
I guess I'll have to park over here.
I struggle with that more than actual real life crisis.
Number four, having to pee really puts things into perspective. Like, okay, none of this all really matters. I've got to pee.
Yes.
Number five, these are my favorite tweets. Last one. Husband, I want you to have this bracelet. It belonged to my grandmother. Wife, why does it say do not resuscitate? It's Cat Country 107.3.
That's
Candy slogan challenge.
Uh-oh.
Right now, though.
Uh-oh.
How about we send you to Las Vegas to see and meet the one and only Lainey Wilson.
Make sure you bring Reese's Pieces for the trip.
Country music's entertainer of the year.
We love her. She's great. She's so nice. And when we fly you out there and pay for your hotel and give you $500 spending cash, we are going to send you to see and meet Lainey Wilson. So make sure you have your questions ready.
Questions for what?
Lainey.
People don't have to ask her questions. It's
but
not
like
an interview.
You can if you want to.
It's like, hi, how are you?
Well, yeah, but nice if you want to ask her something.
Okay.
Every time right. I have something to
like,
say.
If you want to look like a buffoon, have a list of questions to ask.
Not like
Lainey.
A literal list. I meant like think of a really good one. Why do you always make me out
not
to be
a job
like,
interview.
Not...
You're just meaning somebody.
I'm
hi,
just
how
saying.
Are you?
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Never mind. Don't ask her anything.
I love you.
Don't ask her her favorite color.
I like your hair.
Don't ask her anything.
All right.
Just say, hey,
be
all shy and nervous.
The contest music ran out. Then we have to start it again.
Be all shy and nervous. Don't say anything. Look weird.
To win the Lainey Wilson contest, you need to catch codes five times today and every weekday. The more codes you catch, the better chance of winning. Of course, once you get a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, click on the button that says Lainey.
You're on your way.
And type in your code. Your codes come your way about 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, about 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, about 7:20 in the evening.
There you go.
Your first code of the day is 736.
736. That's the code you need right now. 736. You're going to go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, click the Lainey button, type in 736, and then be back here with Jess at 10:20 for your next code of the day.
Seven.
It's time for Shauna's Picks, brought to you by the original Piccalilli Inn on Route 206 in Chamar. Order your wings for the game at PiccalilliInn.com.
Doing pretty good so far. 17-7 on the season.
Woo!
No Eagles game to pick today.
No.
So let's see if you have to, if you can pick three good ones.
Pick number one.
Yep, the Birds are on a bye this week, so he's right. We got to get serious. We're looking at Carolina. Out in Green Bay, it seems like the Packers are really getting it together, honestly. If I'm looking at both O-lines, I'm going to have to give it to Green Bay with this one. Packers are going to take it.
Pick number two.
All right, the Colts are in Pittsburgh this weekend. They're taking on the Steelers. Pittsburgh is struggling. Okay, no doubt there. But the Colts are pretty solid this season. Even though it's a home game for the Steelers, I'm going to give it to Indianapolis. The Colts are going to grab this W.
Pick number three.
And finally, we've got New Orleans. They're headed out to L.A. to take on the Rams. Matt Stafford, he's got this one in the bag, I think. The Rams defense has been pretty consistent, so I'm going to give it to them. I got to say Rams.
Jonna's picks are brought to you by...
4-3 with Joe and Jonna. Time for our candy slogan challenge. I'm going to ask you... I'm going to give you slogans, and you'll have to identify the candies. For example, have a break, have a...
Kit Kat.
Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
Melts in your mouth, well, not in your hand.
You told me that was an example. I didn't know that one, so I looked it up, but it's M&M.
All right. So there are three of these.
Yeah. I didn't want to cheat.
You have to get all three right to win the championship.
All right. Halloween candy ID challenge.
No, it's the candy slogan challenge.
Whatever.
So what I need you to do, Jana, is hold your hands up in the air so I know you're not Googling
this.
Can I
keep my coffee in my hand?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. There are three of these. Number one, makes mouths happy. Makes mouths happy is the slogan for what candy? You can pass and we can come back to it if you'd like.
Makes mouths happy?
Yes.
Werther's?
Okay, you're 0 for 1.
What is it?
Twizzlers.
Oh, ew. That makes sense. I don't like Twizzlers.
Number two.
No thanks.
Get the sensation.
Get the sensation? What is this? Get the sensation.
Get the sensation.
Almond Joy?
Wrong. York Peppermint Patty.
Ew, another one I don't like. What are they? These are not candies anybody should be giving out on Halloween.
There's only one more.
Maybe Mini Twizzlers.
Okay.
So far, I'm 0 for 3, so.
You're 0 for 2 so far.
Or whatever, yeah.
Number 3. The slogan is keep on sucking.
Keep on sucking. Baby bottle pop?
Keep on sucking.
Wait. Dum-dums?
Keep on sucking.
Blow pops.
Keep on sucking. Jolly Rancher.